Getting people who use food stamps into jobs is a priority of both Congress and the White House. 46 million Americans get food stamps today, about the same level as 2 years ago. Supporters of the program say that's because the economic recovery hasn't reached many low-income Americans. Critics say food stamps discourage people from seeking jobs. Today, the Obama administration is announcing grants to 10 states looking for a better way to get food stamp recipients back to work. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
When it comes to food stamps, or SNAP benefits, as they're now called, there are few areas where Republicans and Democrats agree. But moving people into jobs is one of them. Last year, Congress approved $200 million for states to test the best way to do that. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the demonstration project should help able-bodied recipients take advantage of an improving economy.
And the need for SNAP for these individuals who will be benefited from this pilot will be reduced and ultimately, hopefully, eliminated.
The projects vary greatly. Vermont plans to target hard-to-employ individuals, like those who are homeless or have criminal records, for special help getting work. Mississippi will give recipients a 4-week intensive job readiness course. Vilsack says the goal is to find which methods work best and apply them nationwide.
That's the right way to deal and administer a SNAP program. It's certainly not to block grant the resources to states.
What he's referring to was part of another big announcement this week involving food stamps by House Budget Committee Chairman Tom Price.
The SNAP program, the food stamps program, we believe is much better run at the state level as opposed to the federal level.
Price was announcing a budget plan that calls for turning food stamps into a block grant program for states, saving $125 billion over the next 10 years. Democrats strongly oppose the idea, saying it will reduce much-needed benefits. Republicans argue that the program will become more efficient. Where all this goes, though, is unclear. Doug Besheroff is a SNAP expert at the University of Maryland.
The way to think about this block grant proposal is it's a placeholder that the Republicans have put on the table as a way of signaling that they believe the SNAP program has to be changed, whether it's actually a block grant or not.
He notes that the House Agriculture Committee has launched what it calls a soup-to-nuts review of the $74 billion a year program. Chairman Mike Conaway of Texas says he's completely open to what, if anything, needs to be done with food stamps, and he's in no rush. Conaway calls the block grant plan in the budget aspirational.
We're not proposing any specific legislation right now. We're just looking at the existing program, trying to determine what's working, what's not working. The opportunity to craft a program that helps people climb out of the whatever economic bad hole they're in and get further up the economic ladder.
And Conaway says he'll be looking at the new demonstration projects for some good ideas. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.